Turnell has been at the Klondike Park for 7 years, but his history in Alaska goes back a lot farther than that.
I came to Alaska in 1993, so I've been working in the Alaska region for 25 years.
He's been with the National Park Service for 33 years. Most of his time in Alaska was spent at Denali National Park. Turnell and his family left Alaska for 3 years when he took a position in Washington, D.C.
The big city life wasn't for us. We kind of knew that right away, and we knew that our time there was limited. And we just loved Alaska, and Skagway, it was an opportunity to live in a smaller town outside of Anchorage.
In 2011, Turnell became superintendent of the most visited national park in Alaska, the Klondike Historical Park, overseeing a space very different from his previous post in Denali.
I spent a lot of time out in the wilderness, out in the backcountry of Denali, and it really is a world-class resource, and the wilderness there is pretty amazing. And I was, still am very, very passionate about that, but I've also always loved history.
The Klondike Park commemorates Skagway's gold rush history. It frequently introduces new tours, highlighting different parts of that history. Compared to other parks in Alaska, it's fairly small.
If you look at the map of national parks in Alaska, you see a lot of huge areas, like not only Denali, but Wrangell-St. Elias, which is the size of West Virginia. And then you see a couple dots on the map, like Sitka and Klondike, and people tend to underestimate the complexity of the park and the opportunities that are available here.
Turnell says after 7 years at the Klondike Park, he's particularly proud of how he's been able to support his staff.
They care a lot about each other, they care a lot about the park, and they care a lot about the community. And just being able to be the leader of that team is, I think, I would highlight that as my biggest accomplishment.
Turnell is leaving Skagway with strong positive feelings about the community.
The quality of life here is amazing and something to be treasured, and the combination of spectacular scenery and the very interesting history, and then people who care about and love the place is something that's really to be treasured. We have never run away from anything. Our family, it's always been running to something, so we always think about the next opportunity and what that has to offer. But we leave Skagway with wonderful memories.
Turnell's return to the Lower 48 is somewhat of a homecoming. He's been named superintendent of Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area and group superintendent of an Eastern Montana-Wyoming group of parks.
It's the place I grew up. I've lived in Alaska longer than anywhere by far, but I did grow up in northern Wyoming and southern Montana, and so I'll be back in that area.
As for completing his 10th Chilkoot Trail trek, it might not happen this year. Still, Turnell doesn't rule out coming back to Alaska if the right opportunity arises. An interim superintendent will fill Turnell's position until the National Park Service finds someone for the permanent job. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.